This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 24 states have passed at least 40 new measures in the wake of Ferguson on cop cams, training on race, and surplus military equipment, but none have acted on defining or curtailing force. 18% of women and 6% of men report having migraine headaches, which doctors still do not understand. 3,000 doctors have left Puerto Rico in the last 5 years for more lucrative and less stressful jobs on mainland USA. $25 billion of Puerto Rico's $73 billion in debt arose from the government having to borrow to keep the Medicaid program afloat, used by 60% of the population. Canadian Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper broke tradition and called for an October 19th election in the summer on a holiday weekend. IPAS, an international abortion care organization, estimates that about 5 million abortions were carried out in India in 2013, more than half of them unsafe. Walmart, Sears, Amazon, and others have agreed with the New York State Attorney General to keep realistic-looking toy guns off their shelves in a settlement. Since 2013, the percentage of American adults who go online has remained virtually unchanged, frozen at 15%, largely because of cost on the other side of the digital divide. The 84% rate, according to Pew Research, includes a number of low-income Americans who are able to go online only with great difficulty. Plumbers and Pipe Fitters United Association, PAC, gave $1 million to the pro-Clinton Priorities USA action. The 10 cities with the largest police departments paid out $248.7 million last year in settlements and court judgments and police misconduct cases, up 48% from $168.3 million in 2010. President Obama announced a 32% cut in carbon dioxide emissions for power plants by 2030 to deal with climate change. The administration also believes that this will lower utility bills for consumers by $85 per year. An attempt to defund Planned Parenthood failed in the Senate by 53-46 vote. States are acting on their own. Louisiana canceled a $300,000 contract with Planned Parenthood for Medicaid services. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.